Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja. Welcome to the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have on Osama Mazawi, who is the president and CEO of Penny Appeal USA. And Penny Appeal USA has been nominated for the Outstanding Nonprofit category for the Muslim Philanthropy Awards. So congratulations, Osama, and to the whole Penny Appeal team.
Thank you.
Of course. I've been learning more about Penny Appeal over the years, and it's been really great to see the organization grow. So why don't we talk a little bit about kind of your journey at Penny Appeal and share a little bit more about your background?
Well, first and foremost, it's really an honor to be nominated. You'd hope that people don't come into this kind of sector for accolades and for acknowledgement. And I think most people that do this work are mission driven. But I'm really happy for the team because they've put a lot of hard work into this. We have a fantastic group of really young and enthusiastic and motivated staff who've put Penny Appeal together over the last few years. So for me, the nomination means a lot because it's recognition of the work that they've put in, really. So that's kind of first and foremost. In terms of Penny Appeal itself, for those who perhaps are new to the organization, we are a relief and international relief and development agency. We work domestically and overseas, and we do that through means of programs. We eradicate poverty. That's the vision. That's the mission, to fight the injustice of poverty. And we do that through seven key programmatic or thematic areas, everything from the basics, food, water, access to healthcare, and then education, income generation, and also we have an orphan support program.
What's really inspiring is kind of seeing not only the expansive areas in which Penny Appeal focuses across the world, but really trying to empower those that you help to break the cycle of poverty. And whether it's helping them set up a small business or providing them with animals to provide them with ongoing food and care. So talk through some of the ideas of that self-empowerment that Penny Appeal is providing to these families.
I think we're definitely a generalist entity in the sense that we understand and believe poverty to be due to so many factors that are interlinked. And so often, if you look at poverty, what brings communities or families into poverty and what keeps them there is not just economic factors, it's often socioeconomic factors, right? So our philosophy is that how do we have a range of holistic programs that tackle a community's needs from a variety of different areas? Because if you take care of one need specifically, often that's not sufficient to then take care of another need. And so, for example, education. We could focus simply and purely on education, which of course by itself is a lot of work and important work. But we know that children that go to school malnourished, for example, that don't have sufficient nutrition or food, are not going to take advantage of that education opportunity, right? If we could talk about income generation and access to sustainable revenue for families and households. Again, if you're sick, if you're unhealthy, you're not able to work, which means that the labor outcome is going to be, or the labor output is going to be limited, therefore limiting your chances of earning enough income to support your family. So often all of these are intertwined, interconnected. And so we have, for example, we have the domestic violence shelter. And people may think, well, how does domestic violence fit into an NGO Sure. or charity that tackles poverty, right? Well, again, socioeconomic problems that we know that males sometimes are also victims, of course, of domestic violence, but our work predominantly focuses on the majority of victims and survivors who are, of course, women, not just in the United States, but globally. Women are the number one victims of domestic violence, and therefore we try and tackle that problem, because if you tackle an issue like domestic violence and you empower women, they're actually able to then go out and, whether it's get an education, whether it's earn an income, whether it's provide for their children and their extended family, you are empowering women to do that. And so the issue of empowerment is very close to our hearts as an organization. Yes, sometimes you have to provide aid. We do a lot of that in a conflict zone. When a natural disaster strikes, we do provide aid. A lot of what we do is on the ground all over the world in providing fast, quick, rapid response. But really that's step one. In most stable situations outside of war, outside of natural disaster, we're always looking at programs through an issue, through the issue of empowerment. How do we empower this woman or this victim of domestic violence? How do we empower this woman-led rural family, for example, in Pakistan, to earn financial independence? How do we empower school children to ensure that they earn an education and therefore free themselves from the shackles of poverty? So for us, the issue of empowerment is really strong and lies at the heart of what we try to do.
That's really important. And I think one of the things that we've seen a trend in organizations that maybe have been humanitarian relief organizations or disaster relief organizations that focused internationally is also the work that they do locally and nationally in the United States. So one thing I wanted to mention that American Muslim Community Foundation partnered on Penny Appeal with earlier this year, one of the giving circles that we operate provided a grant to Penny Appeal for your COVID-19 relief and assistance fund. So talk a little bit more about that program that Penny Appeal and Islamic Center of NYU put together.
Right, so we had a few partners. Of course, we had the Zakat, the Bay Area Zakat Collective. We had NYU. We had the New York Zakat Fund as well, as well as institutional funding from the Robin Hood Fund, the New York Community Fund. And we put together this very rapid COVID response program where we distributed over $1.5 million of cash, right? $1.5 million of cash was distributed to American families, right? And so I think often we don't do a very good job, if I'm honest, of, I think, advertising the work we do domestically on the home front. But Penny Appeal has a range of domestic programs. If you remember the longest government shutdown ever, I think it was 2019. Again, we responded by putting cash into the pockets of American families who many federal workers, TSA workers and others did not receive a paycheck. We were there and quick to respond. And so the domestic side is really important to us. We tackle poverty at home and abroad. And the other thing I'll say on this issue is that actually a lot of traditionally known as international aid agencies, we offer lots of grants domestically. And so often work is being done by local organizations, but by the funding of larger agencies. So I know, for example, not just Penny Appeal, but I know Islamic Relief as an example, and others are funding a lot of the domestic work and making a lot of the work, whether it's refugee resettlement, whether it's working with homeless communities, whether it's free health clinics, for example. A lot of this work is happening with funding and support from international or what used to be known as international aid agencies.
Yeah, and you know, even nonprofits who host events, like we had our social impact accelerator, and Penny Appeal was gracious enough to sponsor that, and you're also sponsoring the annual symposium. So you're supporting not only critical basic needs organizations, but also other nonprofit organizations to show that Penny Appeal cares about the entire nonprofit community. So it's really appreciated.
There's so much work to be done domestically. That's the reality. And so in a place like the United States, despite being the richest country in the world, what we're seeing is massive disparity in socioeconomics, right? So the difference between the haves and the have-nots is unfortunately getting worse and worse. And specifically with COVID, right? I can't remember, but tens of billions of dollars has been added to the wealth of some of the richest people in America, while those are struggling, you know, most Americans, millions are struggling with unemployment, struggling with paycheck to paycheck living, really subsistence living. And so we know that the need is great. I think that's the first thing to say, is that we have to work domestically. But often, Mohi, what limits our capacity or our ability to do more is, of course, funding, right? And I mean, this is maybe a conversation for a different day, but you know, the more funding we receive from our generous supporters for domestic work, the more we can do. And the reality remains that much funding comes to us from the Muslim community for a lot of our international programs. And that's still a reality, I think, for many aid organizations like ours.
Right. And I think, you know, perhaps the whole conversation around restricted giving versus unrestricted giving. And I know you're going to be on the panel for Nonprofits Creating a Better Tomorrow at the annual symposium, and hopefully diving into some of those things of how philanthropy can be proactive rather than being reactive. So really excited to hear your thoughts at the event on that as well.
Looking forward to it. Lots to unpack.
So is there anything else that you'd like to share on behalf of Penny Appeal and your team?
Well, really, again, for those who nominated us, I really want to thank them for the nomination, and I want to thank you for organizing this. I think, you know, your organization is really part of the next step of Muslim philanthropy in America, and really leading from the front in helping our community think about philanthropy, what to give, how to give, and the different mechanisms that exist out there. And again, you know, we are only a 4.5-year-old organization in the United States, and so that's been possible because of donors, because of partners, because of volunteers. So I just want on record to thank them once again for all of their support. Our success is really due to their support, and we're very grateful to have had these 4.5 years. And inshallah, we hope, God willing, with their support, we'll have a very strong 4.5 years to come.
I mean, and yeah, you know, AMCF is grateful for organizations like Penny Appeal. And thank you for the kind words. It's you know, our organization is about the same age as Penny Appeal USA. So we're in this together, and looking forward to all the great things that you and your team will continue to do.
Inshallah.
Great.